Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Mark Grimm, who's an Albany County legislator, and I have to get him on the air, so bear with me for just a second while I dial him up.
Mark Grimm Communications, good morning.
Hi, Mark. We're on the air. I had some technical difficulties this morning. My guest today is Mark Grimm, and he is a Albany County legislator, and he's here to talk about the meeting that was held last night. So, Mark, how are you?
Hi, Cynthia. Great to be with you.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about the meeting that happened last night.
Well, the 2018 budget was up for a vote last night, but we had some budget amendments. Two of them I proposed. One was to cut back on big raises in the county controller's office. The county controller, Mike Connors, originally proposed 20% pay increases for his three top assistants, which I thought was just plain crazy. And then after some criticism, they lowered it back to 12.4%, but I still think it was too high because the most county employees were getting 2% raises. So I made a speech about this on the floor last night, and we got a lot of people interested in it. So I wanted to roll it back to just 2%. And the vote was 2018. We lost by just two votes. So it's unfortunate because it's really bad for morale when you have hardworking county employees. They see the political people getting these huge raises and they're getting 2%. But we did send a message that whenever they do this, we're going to challenge them. And given that I'm in the minority, and yet we were able to get 18 votes, I think that's saying something.
Now, how many Republicans and how many Democrats are there in the county legislature?
10 Republicans, 29 Democrats. So, you know, I'm a Republican, so it's difficult, getting votes. And that's why we had all 10 Republicans and 8 Democrats voted with me last night on the races. So that's a pretty great achievement. We just came just a little bit short.
Oh, that's good. Do you always have difficulty getting legislation passed?
Well, I think if you're in the minority, that's always the case. So you just have to, do your homework, work really hard at preparation, and then try to convince people. Now, there have some votes I've been on the winning side of, but when you're in the minority, particularly when there's just 10 Republicans to 29 Democrats, you have to really focus on influencing the debate, and then coming up with things that people may not be aware of. A lot of times, legislators aren't aware of things. I mean, they're bombarded with paper. And, it's my job, I think, is to really be a really good researcher and then reveal things that they may not know. And sometimes, I think I may have made a pretty strong case last night, and that's why we almost were able to carry the day on that amendment.
So this is the budget for fiscal year 2018, correct?
That's right, and it's the same as the calendar year, January 1 through December 31st of 2018.
Now, the city of Albany is facing deficits, and I don't believe that the city is on sound fiscal ground. How would you label the county government? Are they more fiscally sound than the city is?
Oh, yes. Although that's not exactly high standard, Cynthia. The city of Albany is struggling, as everyone knows. And basically, they beg the state for $12 million every year as a payment to Albany. And Albany has a legitimate argument. So much of your property in Albany is tax exempt. And by the way, there's a lot throughout the county, because Albany is a good chunk of Albany County. You know, so we have something like $12 billion of tax exempt property in the county. And we don't get any reimbursement. Albany's fortunate. They get reimbursement from the state because the state recognizes so many state offices are in Albany. But that doesn't help our budget at all. But we're our budget's sounder. We have a $60 million reserve, and it used to be, you know, a third of that. So that's good. But we do have some, there's clouds that are on the horizon. Sales tax is a really big chunk, $260+ million of our budget. And as people buy more and more on the internet, our sales tax is going to be in jeopardy.
Right. That's an interesting concept. What are you going to do to rectify that problem?
Well, I think. One, the malls are trying to adapt. Instead of just being retail, they're trying to become an entertainment destination. For example, Crossgates Mall is building a hotel. They want to have people come in as a hotel. And if you go to Crossgates Mall now, there are a lot of entertainment. They've just put a new video arcade in there, and they're trying to make it more entertainment. You know, there's a club in there. So because they know that retail is problematic moving forward because people buy on the internet. When you buy on the internet, instead of coming to Crossgates Mall, you know, we don't get that sales tax. So this is going to be a looming problem. I think one thing is to be as efficient as possible. And, you know, there's no question our budgets are going to be strained, budgets that rely on sales tax. By the way, the city and the towns, they rely a lot on sales tax too, because the county shares the sales tax with them. So this is no question. This is the biggest problem looming for local governments.
And that's throughout the country.
Yes, and a lot of malls are going under, and so we're going to. I think we're going to see more of that. Malls are closing. And we see it in some places in our areas. We know malls are just sitting there. And
Latham, right?
Yeah, they're, you know, vacant properties or vacant stores, and it's because people are buying more online, and that's not going to change. The internet's not going away.
Right, but it seems like the malls are going away, right?
Yeah, there's no question that a number of malls have closed, and a lot more malls are going to close. And there's a bigger issue even. It's not just sales tax that we generate, say, at Crossgates Mall or Colony Center. As these malls diminish in value, so does their assessed value. And their assessed value is what they pay taxes on. For example, Crossgates Mall slides a $5 million check across the table to the Gilliland School District every year and doesn't send a single kid to school because, you know, they're such a large mall and they have a large assessed value. And the Crossgates, they're suing all the time to lower their assessment because they're saying, hey, you know, malls are in trouble. They're not as valuable as they used to be, which is, of course, true. But if you lower the assessed value of Crossgates Mall, even a little, that has a big impact on Gilliland, especially the school district.
So were you happy with the outcome of the budget hearings last night?
Well, I wasn't happy my amendments were defeated. There's another amendment. They wanted to create two auditor positions in the controller's office. And, you know, they've had a part-time auditor position there, and it was vacant for over a year. So their auditing needs couldn't have been that strong. So I thought it was a poor justification. And that was also defeated 25-13. But, you know, we still did get a number of votes there. So those two amendments I thought were important enough that I should speak up on those behalf, and they were defeated. But, you know, I think also we tried to have an amendment to cut out the pay raises for county legislators. I'm just not comfortable voting myself a pay raise. I never have. And actually, the chairman blocked it. He said it was out of order in order to vote. It was out of order to have that because the salaries were set by a previous legislature. And I thought that was a bunch of baloney. We voted last year on this, and the legislators hate taking votes on raising their own pay. And they avoided it last night. I thought that was really inappropriate. You should be able to stand up and say, yes, I'm for my pay. No, I'm not. And, you know, so that was something I wasn't happy with either. So the amendments didn't fare well from my perspective, but I'm glad we raised them because they're all important issues. And they're issues that the public should pay attention to. And by the way, the tapes of all the legislative meetings and all the committee meetings are available for anyone to watch. Any of your listeners can view these tapes at the Albany County Legislature website.
Great. So do you know if a lot of people are taking advantage of that?
Not as many as they should. And one of the things that though the county doesn't do well is promote this, because I'm a communications person. I was in TV news a long time. The county needs to do a better job of promoting it. And of course, this is what I'm doing right now on your show, Cynthia, is letting people know that all of these tapes, every committee meeting and every legislative meeting in Albany County is now videotaped and posted on the web. And we stream the county ledge meetings live on the internet. But I think even a better feature is having it on demand, because people just can't drop everything and go to meetings or watch a meeting at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
But it's really nice on demand. You can go whenever you're free. You can go to the website and watch any meeting you want. I find it helpful because I'll watch committee meetings. Of course, I'm not on every committee. You really couldn't do that. But sometimes if I get a chance, I'll watch another committee which takes up the same proposal that's going to be on my. Say, Audit and Finance Committee meeting a couple of days later. So I get to see that discussion, which is quite illuminating sometimes, prior to my own committee meeting on the same topic.
Now, are they archived?
Yes. You go to the Albany County Legislature and you look at the meetings, and they list the agenda and they list the video, and it's for, you know, we started this last year, so it's there's as many, you know, far back as then to watch a video. And I would encourage everyone to watch. There was some pretty spirited debate last night at the legislature, so I would encourage people to watch.
I've been to county council meetings, but I think I've only gone to one, you know, county legislative meeting. So does everybody have a chance to speak up and talk about their issues?
Yeah, we have a public forum before every meeting, and anybody can speak. And now we just actually, we put that on TV too. So those are televised. And we generally have maybe the same two people or three people that speak. But, you know, I wish more people would come out and speak. And I understand they've got a lot going on in their lives, and it's part of my responsibility to let people know what's going on, and that's why I do radio shows like this one. And also, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I really encourage people to follow that, follow those pages, because I update them. And in fact, I updated them this morning. I updated the pages this morning telling people what happened with the amendments.
Now, you've been in office for 2 years, and you have a little less than two more years to go before the next election. And is this your first term as a county legislator?
It is. Yep. I was a town board member in Gilliland for 4 years, from 2008 to 2011. And then I got elected to the county legislature in November of 2015, and I've been serving now just about 2 years.
Now, do you find that serving the public on the county level is wonderful or difficult?
Both. The county legislature is there's some old style politics that gets practiced there, and that's something I want to change. I know, like, the majority leader was calling people and kind of arm twisting them yesterday about, you know, whether they hoping to get the vote against my proposal. And I got 18 votes, but I have to tell you, I'm certain, Cynthia, there's more than 18 people in that chamber believe my amendment was a good idea. But, with a little arm twisting, they just were able to get just enough votes to defeat it. So that's the difficult aspect of it, is you have to deal with some old-style politics. But the flip side of that is, you get to stand up against that kind of stuff and really move in a direction where everybody votes on the merits on every bill. That's the ideal, and that's what I do. And that's really what I'm hoping to do, is just to shed light on what's going on there and make it a little more modern in the way we approach how we govern ourselves.
One of the main points in the county budget that people should be aware of, is there any taxes that are going to be raised? What are the highlights of the of the county budget that people should know?
Good question. The tax rate remains the same. Now, your individual county tax may go up or down a little bit depending on your equalization rate. Keep in mind, every municipality in the county has assessed value, and some of those, they're all based basically on what 100% assessed value might be. But if you haven't done a reassessment in your town for a long time, they may be a little out of whack. And if you have lower assessments, of course, in one town versus higher assessments in another, it's not fair to tax them the same rate. So the county actually has an equalization process where it equalizes all these assessments. And, of course, it applies the same rate to these. So in some cases, your taxes might go up or they might go down depending on your individual circumstances as far as your town or city goes. But the county tax rate itself is unchanged in 2018 than it was in 2017. And
I'm sorry. In the city of Albany, people, they pay property tax. There's a trash tax, there's the school tax, so anybody who lives in the city is also subject to county taxes, am I correct?
Oh, correct, yeah, they get, in fact, the county spends an awful lot of money in the city of Albany. Certainly, for Gilliland, we send the county more money than we get back, that's for sure. The county's a lot about social services, and there's a lot of social services needed in the city, of course. And so we send an awful lot of money. Albany County sends an awful lot of money to the city of Albany. And that's one of the questions I have in Gilliland is, are we getting our fair share? Because we generate a lot of tax revenue here. And a disproportionate amount of the money, and it goes to Albany. In fact, sales tax is a great example. Most people don't know how the sales tax works. For example, Crossgates Mall generates a lot of sales tax. Well, we don't get that money. When you buy something at Crossgates and there's 8% sales tax, 4% goes to the state and 4% goes to the county. Now, out of that 4%, the county administration keeps 60% of it for their own operations, and the other 40% is distributed among all the municipalities based on population. So given that Albany has about three times the population of Gilliland, he gets three times as much sales tax. It's a formula that really favors the city over the towns, particularly a town like Gilliland, which is a small town with a very large mall. It really is a formula that favors Albany, but that's not surprising because so many of the legislators in Albany County are from Albany. So we do well by Albany. County-wise. And so every citizen in Albany should have a real interest in the county legislature because they depend on us very much.
Now, how often do you have meetings and where are they and where are they and when are your meetings?
Well, it's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of work. The full legislature meets once a month, second Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. In December, we meet twice. And, because we met the 4th, and because we're meeting twice in December, it's not the second Monday, but all this schedule is on the county legislature website. But we also have committee meetings. I'm on the finance committee, and I'm also on the health committee. So that's a monthly meeting. Then we have meetings, with staff prior to the meeting, so we have a full appreciation of what's going on. We work with staff to keep us up to speed, and you have to do a lot of homework on your own prior to the meeting, because the committee meetings is where you get to ask all the questions of the department heads and debate things a little bit with your committee members. And then you have to have a meeting prior to the full legislature, so you sit down with all your members in your caucus and get a feel for where they're coming from. Then you offer amendments, and there's public hearings on certain proposals. They require public hearings for every new law. So it's like 40 or 50 meetings. I was estimating the other day. It's about 50 meetings a year. It's quite a bit. And then you have constituent issues that you deal with. And you're also doing a lot of events. People invite you to a lot of things, and you really want to keep in touch with your community, of course. So you do a lot of events. So it's really quite a job, but it's worth it, because you really have a chance to make a positive difference. And frankly, some legislators work a lot harder than others. Everybody gets to determine on their own how much time they're willing or able to put into this office.
So we're heading into the new year in a few weeks. What's on the horizon for Albany County in 2018?
Well, once again, it's to reform the legislature. Redistricting is a big issue. It's very important. One way the people in power control and keep and maintain power is to cut the districts up to a way that favors them. They like to protect people that, fall in line, and they like to go after people that, speak out. So we want to make redistricting independent and fairer, instead of just having the politicians draw the lines that favor the people they want to win. Now, it seems like it's an internal issue, but it's not. I mean, how well you're represented has a lot to do with how the map is drawn for the political races. So that's something we want to improve. I'd love to see the legislature cut down. We have 39 members. That's silly for a county of 300,000 people. And that's a lot of it is just providing perks for the politically connected. These are $22,000 a year jobs, and they offer health insurance and pension credit. So there's a lot of people like to have them. But that's no reason to keep 39. I mean, we're about representing the people and the taxpayer, and I'd love to cut the legislature down dramatically. So there are a couple things to be on the list. We want to keep an eye on taxes, make sure taxes. I haven't voted for a tax increase as a board member in my town board or as a county legislator, and I don't plan to. So that's something that, taxpayer advocacy is really important to me.
How small would you like to see the county county legislature?
I say again.
How small? How many members would you like to see cut?
Oh, to be there? Yeah. Well, in my campaign, I proposed 13. I'd cut them by 2/3. But I recognize that may not be realistic, because ultimately these folks have to vote for these things. There's a proposal to cut it to 25, which I support. But it's difficult, because you're asking people to vote themselves out of jobs, and they are not inclined to do that. But it's really up to the people to speak. And unless the people really pressure the legislature to act, they won't.
How do you think most people feel about the county legislature? Do they want to see it smaller?
Oh, no doubt about it. No, when they hear it. The biggest problem we have, Cynthia, is people don't know much about the county legislature at all. They're much more likely to know what's going on in their city if they live in the city, or in the town. They follow their town board a little more closely, because those services can be pretty directly related to, snow plowing and picking up your twigs and that kind of stuff.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't even know what the county legislature does. And that's why, you know, I get out there and speak about it as much as I can. We have like a $680 million budget, so we have a lot of money to spend and on a lot of important needs. There's so many people that for one reason or another, they can't take care of themselves. And government sometimes is the last resort to care for these people. And we need to do it in a way that's shows compassion, but also is efficient. And that's a big challenge we face every day.
So you and I, last week, we talked about coming on to Focus on Albany once a month.
Yes.
And to talk about what's going on in the county legislature. So do you think that the quality of coverage that you're getting, good or not good? And if so, what would you like to change about it?
I'd like for the media to pay more attention. This is why I'm so grateful, Cynthia, that you've decided to do this monthly spotlight, because we need to talk more about the county legislature. What does it do? How does it affect you? How can it help you? What do you need to know about what's going on? And I always feel if people pay more attention to government, it becomes more accountable. And the truth is, there's a lot of people in government, they just assume they're fine with you not paying attention to what they're doing. That's perfectly fine with them, because then they have less scrutiny. You know, so I want to provide a level of scrutiny that is enhanced. If people pay more attention to government, you get better government. But part of this falls on your listeners. Citizens, they have to pay more attention. They have to invest more. People love to complain. And I like to say complaining and $1.50 gets you a pack of gum. If you don't become more involved and be part of the solution, then you really are part of the problem.
Now, when you were campaigning, since this is your first term, when you were campaigning and you would walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, I'm Mark Grimm and I'm running for the county legislature," were a lot of people not aware of what's going on in the county legislature?
Yes. Now, and a lot of people knew who I was. Of course, I was on the town board, and I have a business in Gilderland and a family. But a lot of mine was education, explaining to people what the county legislature does. As I said, we invest an awful lot in social services. We do a lot in criminal justice. I mean, we maintain the jail. We have a sheriff patrol. And, we own the Times Union Center, and we're renovating that. We're putting $20 million into the Times Union Center. That's one of the big initiatives in the coming year. We're extending the life of that building by 20 to 25 years with these upgrades. Now, it's a lot of money, a lot of taxpayer money. But if we can use an enhanced 10 Times Union Center, and we're attached that to the new Capitol Convention Center, we have a chance to draw. And that's one of the exciting things. We have an opportunity to really draw much more, the NCAA basketball tournaments and bigger shows and trade shows. That can bring a lot of economic vitality to our downtown. So that's, but at the same time, we have to book these shows. We just can't leave those buildings empty. So that's going to be the challenge, is to really book as many shows as we can. And we bring in revenue. And that's, sales tax, and they're buying things at restaurants, and they're shopping. And that's really what we want to see, is more vitality downtown. If Albany's stronger, the city's stronger, so is the county. And that's something to look out for in 2018.
So as we approach the new year and start the new year, in subsequent shows, what will you be talking about?
Well, we'll be talking about the things that we mentioned. Our priorities is to watch out for the taxpayer and also make sure that we're delivering our services in the best way possible, and to help as many people we can in the most efficient way. We're going to be keeping an eye on the Times Union Center and the Capitol Center to see just how well we're doing and bringing in new groups. And you know, so there's a number of things on the docket, and there's going to be things that are going to pop up that we didn't expect. That we can expect that too.
Great. So we will have once a month on conversations on Focus on Albany. So in the final minutes, do you have any thoughts or anything you would like to say?
Well, I just think, first of all, thank you, Cynthia, for doing this. And I would tell people is to encourage them to, you know, pay a little bit more attention to the county legislature because it affects them a lot. And I would send them to my Facebook page, Mark Grimm, County Legislator, and my Twitter page, Mark Grimm, County Legislator, because I'm able to update you on a regular basis as to what's going on. Because one reason people don't pay attention to the county legislature is they don't know much about it. And I find the more you learn about a topic, the more interested you get. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this show, and I appreciate your efforts, because more informed citizenry means we're going to have better government and ultimately better lives for everyone who lives here. So that's my goal.
I agree. So you've been listening to Mark Grimm on Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. And if you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. Mark, I look forward to talking with you again. And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, have a wonderful holiday season.
You too, and to all your listeners, thank you, Cynthia. And I look forward to next month's show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.